20 minutes to 3, Monday afternoon with Danny Pike. And our sound advice today is on gadgets and technical stuff. And Fevzi Turkout, the gadget detective, is going to talk us through some of these. Hi, Fevzi, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Are you warm enough at home? Do you have a fan to hand?
Well, do you know what? Our gadget of the week, one of them at least, is an air purifier, which also doubles as a fan, because what it does is it sucks in the room air, it filters it, and then it blows it out with a fan. So actually, it's a very nice fan. And it's got 5 settings. So let me tell you about this. It's called, the brand is Homedics, H-O and then Medics, M-E-D-I-C-S. And it's called, they do several. So this is like the top of the line one, but there are sort of more affordable ones in the range. It's called the Total Clean 5-in-1 Deluxe Tower Air Purifier. So it's a bit of a mouthful. It's about, I don't know how tall it is, about 3 feet tall, something like that. Stands on the ground, maybe a little over 12 inches wide. And it's got a really good air filter in it. So there's lots of different filters, but the key word that you should be looking for when you're choosing an air filter, in my opinion, is HEPA, H-E-P-A. That is the standard of air filter that can filter out particles down to 0.3 of a micron, which is actually, I don't think they make any claims for it directly, but 0.3 of a micron is about the size of a bacteria bug. You know?
And so also at the moment, I think people are less worried about the filtration and they just want someone to help keep them cool, like in that heat wave the other week and perhaps towards the end of this week.
Yeah, so this can act as a fan, but actually its primary function is that of an air filter. So it's got these 5 stages. It's got pre-filter, which takes out all the big particles, particularly if you've got pets and, you know, dander and stuff like that. It will filter those. Then behind that, it's got the HEPA filter. These are like, imagine like a semicircular filter. It's got the circular filter, but it's got the HEPA filter, which does all the very small particles. Then it's got a carbon filter, which takes out things like smells, so cooking smells, other smells in your house. It's really good. I actually had cause to test one of these recently, where I was actually with somebody and they managed to cause a fire in their apartment. Something plastic burnt on the hob, and the stink of it, you know, I mean, luckily the fire was put out quickly, but all the stink in the place, we thought that my friend wouldn't be able to sleep there that night. And then we fired up the air purifier and it just filtered it. And within about half an hour, it was normal.
That's
it was quite good. Quite impressive. This one's also got an ionizer, which basically puts an electrical charge on the particles, which makes them attracted more. So it increases the efficiency of the filtration. And it's got UVC as well, UVC lamp. So ultraviolet lamp. I must admit, I don't use this because I don't find it necessary. But what it can do is it shines an ultraviolet lamp in. So when it's sucked in, you know, bacteria or viruses or something, it zaps them and kills them. So, you know, the other nice thing I like about this is that the model before this, I found it a bit loud at night. But this one's got a quiet setting on it. It's actually got 5 different speeds. But the nighttime setting, if I tell you I've actually got the filter switched on at the moment, and it's about 3 feet from me, and I don't think you can
hear it.
I can't hear it in my headphones either. So, okay. You know,
That's pretty quiet, good.
Yeah, because that's one of the problems. And it, for me, I'm not aware of having allergies and so forth, but I just find that I breathe more easily. I'm less sort of congested with it. And a lot of people who you know, suffer from it, particularly if there's a smoker in the house, but even, as I say, cooking smells and things like that. There are some people, and I think Homedics make no claims for this, so I'm not going to either, but someone might find it interesting to research. There are some people that think there are health benefits in that it can suck you know, infective bacteria and so forth out of the air and trap it in the filter. In theory, it may do, because 0.3 of a micron is pretty small, but they don't make any claims for this. It also does a very large room. The other thing you've got to watch for when you choose an air filter is look at the rating of it and compare it to the size of the room that you're going to operate it in, because it needs to be proportionate.
What sort of price point is this?
So this is interesting. So this brand new model, the list price is £299.99. Having said that, I checked out their website. This is the website is homedics.co.uk. I noticed that they've got a code on there for their air filters, which is 20% off. So you can apply that. I think it's Well 20 code. But then I notice that there, and I haven't tried to combine these, but there's another code of 15% off for your first order if you register your email address and so forth. So you can get, so we'll see, there'll be at least £60 off. So it'd be like 240 with the 20% and possibly another 15% off that as well.
So closer to 200 than 300 for sure. Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I did go into an electrical retailer sort of around the time the heat wave was on, and I wasn't looking to get a fan, but I just said to him, how many of these have you sold? He said 60 in the last week, and we haven't got any. And these are things like £300 or £400. So it's been a bit of a field day. But that's about air purification.
So this is about purification. If you want to keep cool, because we are going to have by the way, 4 stars out of 5 for this. Uh-huh. If you want to get cool, obviously an air conditioning unit is the most effective thing. Because we tried various things. The other thing we found quite effective was we had just a simple pedestal fan, and we put a block of ice in front of it about 12 inches away from it.
So that's high tech, that is. I like that. The gadget detective. Block of ice.
Well, it worked really well. I mean, you get these things called air coolers, and you can put water in them and do that. The problem with those sorts of devices is they reduce the temperature because, you know, you're evaporating water, and that causes cooling. That's why we sweat, you know, because the sweat on our skin evaporates and it causes a cooling effect. You know, this is quite well-known sort of chemical effect. But the problem is you're increasing the humidity of the air because you're evaporating water into the air. So although technically the temperature might be a bit lower and you feel cooler because it's blowing on your skin, you don't really want to be increasing the humidity because that makes it harder for that cooling process of sweating to work.
Okay.
It's kind of a bit bizarre. So the best thing is an air conditioner. I'm actually testing one at the moment from De'Longhi, but I don't have the results from that yet. But that's the best way, but they're very expensive.
To run as well, because they would use more power than a fan, for sure, if you've got an air conditioner.
Yeah,
and
interestingly
we're worried about
enough,
our energy bills, aren't we?
Well, yeah, and there's a new law just coming in Italy restricting certain types of businesses from trying to cool their spaces to below 27 degrees Celsius.
Yeah.
But that's the most efficient way. I mean, I think in England, it's not too bad in the sense that it's only a few days in the year that we really need it.
Sweat it out like the rest of us. All right, better move on to something else. What else you got for us?
Okay, I've got two apps from a company called eInstruments. So these are apps that run on iPhones and iPads. And they're quite remarkable. One is called Pure Piano. And the other one's called Pure Upright. And Pure Piano is a faithful rendition of a grand piano, and a really beautiful one at that. And Pure Upright is an accurate rendition of an upright piano.
What the sound and of, the, you mean?
Yeah, 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 exactly. So you can you buy them on the Apple App Store. You load them onto an iPhone. It's quite incredible, actually, to have a grand piano running on an iPhone, and then you can either you can get a Bluetooth wireless piano type keyboard, or you can try and play it on the screen. Although obviously it's
don't bother with that. That doesn't really work on any of those apps, I don't think.
No,
you can't play
no.
like a proper piano. You can pick out a tune, but you
no,
can't
it,
use all your.
What
10
it's good for is
you?
If you're using a step sequencer, it allows you to enter the notes, you know, step by step, not in real time playing.
Get
so it's good for that. But I just. Well, get a grand piano. How many of us have got space and
get a keyboard.
Money for? Yeah, but listen to this. Hold on, let me just fire this up, and you can. You know, I'm just going to play it on a tablet if I can get it going. Hold on. This is me just holding a tablet up to a microphone. So you get
that's
the idea.
That's a good sound, but in reality, can you play that on your iPad screen?
No, you can't. But what you do, if you're at all interested in this, is you get a keyboard, one with, you know, MIDI on it or Bluetooth MIDI, mm-hmm. and then you connect it wirelessly and you play it, and it's gorgeous. And the nice thing is there have been piano apps, you know, for a long time on iPhones and iPads. This one I particularly like because it's got this really nice interface. It's got all these different types of piano on it. And then what you can do is you can morph between the different types of piano. You can even get sort of background sounds and reverse sounds. Let me just fire it up, see if I can do this for you. Just briefly. Okay, so here we have... Okay, that's with a little beat on keyboard. And then if we go for reverse.
That's cool noise.
Sort of, yeah, or mellow piano. Or you can have percussive piano. So you can do that. So you've got all these extreme types, and then you can just, by moving your finger across the touchscreen, you can blend, and you've got reverb settings and all sorts of settings. This is a professional piano. You need to have enough space for it. I think pure piano takes up a gigabyte of space on your device, and the upright takes up 1.3. But it is, I think, just about the best piano sound I have heard on any sort of mobile device, and it okay. gives even desktops a run for their money. In terms of prices, the Pure Piano is currently £26. The upright, because it's brand new, is on 50% offer, so it's £12.99. Both are beautiful. I'd be inclined to buy the one that's on offer now and wait for the other one to go on offer and then buy that.
Okay, Febzy.
But it's a joy.
Thanks very much indeed. We'll see you next time around. Thank you very much.
Cheers now.